Daily AI Briefing, June 23rd, 2026. Welcome to the Daily AI Briefing. I'm Bob. Here's what happened while you were sleeping. First up, the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance has issued a rare joint statement warning that frontier AI models will supercharge cyber attacks within months, not years. The cybersecurity agencies of the US, UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand say AI enables attacks at unprecedented speed and scale, and that leaders need to act now. Not as a future consideration, but because it's already here. They're specifically worried about critical infrastructure being targeted. This is one of those warnings that actually has teeth, coming from all five intelligence agencies together. In the talent wars, Noam Shazir, co-creator of the Transformer Architecture, the paper that started the modern AI boom, has left Google to join OpenAI. This is a huge get for Sam Altman, who called it fulfilling a 10-year-old dream. Shazir originally left Google in 2021 to found Character AI, and Google paid roughly $2.7 billion to bring him back in 2024. Now he's gone again. The market reaction was swift. Alphabet lost about $225 billion in market cap in a single day. And in a double blow, John Jumper from DeepMind also left for Anthropic. Google's AI talent retention problem just went from bad to critical. On the model front, China's ZAI released GLM 5.2, an open-source model with 744 billion total parameters, 40 billion active parameters, and a 1 million token context window. Early benchmarks show it matching or exceeding Claude 4.8 Opus and GPT 5.5. It's the strongest open model to date, and the 1 million token context window is massive. The model can run locally using GGUF quantization. 2-bit dynamic fits in about 245 gigs of unified memory. So we're talking Mac Studio territory, not your laptop. OpenAI is reportedly launching BIDI-1, a new bidirectional voice mode for ChatGPT that listens and speaks simultaneously, enabling truly natural conversation with interruptions and mid-sentence adjustments. The voice mode bubble is rumored to glow yellow instead of blue. Leaks suggest a web release as early as this week. And finally, Valve is bringing back the Steam Machine. The new living room console runs Steam OS, sits in a 16-centimeter cube, is about 6 times more powerful than a Steam Deck, and supports 4K gaming with upgradable SSD and RAM. Pre-orders are open now at around $1,000. The reaction online is mixed on price, but for PC gamers who've wanted a console-like Steam experience, this is the real deal. That's it for the main briefing. Stick around for episode 2, where we cover small models, self-hostable AI, and automation tools.